It's almost half a century since a man calling himself Danny McAlane was confronted outside the Three Steps Inn near Drumontee in County Armagh, hit from behind, bundled into a car, driven to Flurry Bridge across the border, beaten, shot and secretly buried. He was actually an undercover British Army officer, Captain Robert Nairac. Today, the first search for his remains begins on farmland nearby in the Fochart area of County Louth. The British Army has never confirmed that he was in the SAS. In this 1979 documentary, reporter Roisin McCauley asked Robert Nairac's father, Morris.
No. From what I understand, he liaised between the Army and the RUC, as far as I understand.
The search has been organised by the Independent Commission for the Location of Victims' Remains. It said it has sufficient credible information to begin a search of private land. John Hill is with us. He's lead investigator of the Commission for the Location of Victims' Remains. John Hill, good morning. Thanks for speaking to us today.
Good morning.
Can you remind us what more you know of what happened to Robert Nairac?
Well, we know, as you've mentioned already, that Robert was killed on the 14th of May 1977 in a nearby area, nearby to where the area that we proposed searching. What is ironic is that following that murder is that a number of people were convicted in relation to offences, not least for his murder, and yet no information has ever been provided in relation to the whereabouts of his body. We believe that immediately after the body, after the murder, his body was moved to an alternative location, and we hopefully that is where we're searching now.
Why are you searching now?
Beg your pardon?
Why are you searching now?
Well, because we have credible information that says it's worthy of a search. So information has come into us over a period of time, and it's supported by other information. And now, more recently, more information has come in that provides that little impetus that we need to be able to identify the area that where we can search for him. And that's the position that we're at now.
How good is the intelligence you have?
Well, I can't put numbers on it or grades on it, but suffice to say it's good enough and it's credible enough that it's persuaded all of us at the Commission and our commissioners that this is worthy of a search. There are no guarantees in this kind of work, and I'm sure you've seen that in the past. Unfortunately, they're not always successful. Most recently, the search that we conducted in relation to Columba McVeigh was unsuccessful, and yet the information would appear to have been very good and very credible. I think it's just a matter of if you're not in exactly the right location, then it's almost impossible. It is a mammoth task to find these people. You know, they've been disappeared for so many years, they've been buried for so many years. You can't underestimate how hard this is.
Has the information come from people who are in the IRA?
Well, we have a system. There's been a system in place for many years providing information to the Commission, and that's worked very effectively in a number of cases and less effectively in others. In this one in particular, no information has been provided via that source, but information has come to us from, let's say, Republicans within the area and equally from other directions, not just Republicans. Whether those people were in the IRA or not isn't really for me to say here and now.
How will the search be carried out? Where will it take place and how long do you expect to be searching for?
Okay, it's in an area known as Fahart, which unfortunately is also a battlefield site from the early 1300s, a well-known battlefield site. So that presents a number of challenges for us anyway. We've had to engage with National Monuments Ireland to get licences and get sufficient staff qualified to be able to deal with archaeology that might be found there, along with the archaeologists that we normally use in our searches. So it's quite a painstaking event. We know that in and around that area, archaeology has been found and human remains have been found over some years in relation to motorway building and other events that have happened. So that presents a number of other issues. So it will be quite a painstaking search. It will take quite a while. It is a relatively small area compared with many of the searches we've undertaken.
How small, John?
It's less than a mile, less than an acre overall, but it's actually four or five different target areas all combined into that small area. We separate everything into 20-metre grids and divide it up in that way.
You've made clear that the landowner and their current tenant are not involved. Why would there be no media tour of the site?
Well, they just want the privacy, their own privacy respected, and so, you know, who are we to go against that? If they don't want media on their site, then that will be what will happen. It's just unfortunate. Normally, we do allow media on to satisfy the curiosity of people and the interests of people, and to appeal more widely for more information to come to us. And unfortunately, on this occasion, that isn't the case. Now, that doesn't mean that they have any involvement at all in what's happened. They just want it to be conducted in a private fashion. And of course, that's what we'll do.
Unlike the other three outstanding disappeared cases, Joe Linsky, Columba McVeigh and Seamus Maguire, you've never searched for the remains of Robert Nairac before, isn't that correct?
No, that's right. We haven't had information credible enough that we've been able to conduct a search on. And so I'm pleased to say that that position has changed now, that we are in a position to be able to conduct a search. But as I've already said, there are no guarantees in this kind of work. We're hopeful and we're enthusiastic, but we're also realistic that, you know, this is a difficult task.
Do you expect to make any further searches for the other three remaining disappeared cases?
Oh, I hope so. At the moment, I wouldn't say that we know exactly where to be looking. Otherwise, we'd probably be conducting those as well. But we're a very small team as well. We're a very small team of individuals and very small. There's a very small skill set of people available to conduct these searches. You couldn't conduct more than one at one time anyway. But I think in the future, I still hold out hope that we will recover all of the disappeared.
John Hill, thank you for speaking to us. John Hill is lead investigator of the Commission for the Location of Victims' Remains.